So today we're on Chav Vav Min Aleph. The Mishnah, the top Mishnah says, Pious HaShlishi, up to the third one. We did the first two piyasos. The first pious was Shumas Hadeshin. The second pious was for Shechita Zrika and so on. The third one, Pious HaShlishi, Chadashim L'Ktaris. The new people did the Ktaris. What does it mean, the new people? So it says Rashi in the Mishnah, Chadashim L'Ktaris, Mishelo Zacha L'Ktaris Miyamav. Someone who never ever in his life was did the Ktaris, all those people come present, and then they do the Avodah. You cannot repeat the Ktaris. Only once in a lifetime you're allowed to get it. That was the third pious who does the Ktaris. Bo Vifisu, they came along and they did the pious. Varvi, the fourth pious, now there are four pious in total. Chadashim Im Yishanim, the new ones and the old ones, meaning people can repeat the next pious, which was what was the final pious? Mi Mala Ivar Min Akevish L'Mizbech. We spoke yesterday that during the pious Sheni, they said who gets a Shechita, who gets a Zrika, and then how they bring everything to the ramp. All the limbs were set up on the ramp. Right. Then there had to be a fourth pious.
Halfway.
Exactly. And then from the ramp, it's brought to the Mizbech. That was the fourth and final pious. So says the Gemara, Tanu, Me'olam Lo Shana Adam Ba. A person never, in regards to the Ktaris, a person never did it twice. He did it once in a lifetime. My time, what's the reason why you can't do it twice? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mipnesha Masheris, because one of the segulas of the Ktaris was it makes a person rich. So therefore, Rashi says, Mipnesha Masheris, Lefikach lo hayu manicha nos olashnos, we don't let a person do it twice. Share the wealth, literally. So we let a person share. Brought down from here also, that's what the idea we may have mentioned in the past. That's the same segula they have for doing becoming a sandik. The sandik of Bris Mila is also the same type of thing. Some people saying you have to do it two different times.
But this is only because they wanted to give a chance to somebody else, not because. No, I mean according to because article says.
It is because you don't want to give other people an opportunity to get rich as well. So Gemara continues and says, "Amar le Rapapa Labaye, my taima. What's the reason? How do you know that it brings riches?" If you're going to say because the pasuk says yasimu ktor bapecha, the whole pasuk is exactly yasimu ktor bapecha uksibasri. Right afterwards it says baruch Hashem chelo. In other words, if a person brings ktoris, he's going to get blessed from Hashem. Ihachi, look at the rest of the pasuk. The final word of the pasuk is ihachi ola nami aksiv. Bring the ola, bring things onto mizbech. It's written the chalil al mizbechecha. That's the final part of the pasuk. The whole pasuk is read as follows: yasimu ktaris ba'pecha v'chalil mizbechecha. And the very next pasuk says baruch Hashem chelo. So baruch Hashem chelo, the blessing is going to go both on ktaris and the ola. So that can't be the source that we know ktaris is going to be ma'asheres. So what's the reasoning? Amar lei ha shchicha v'halo shchicha. Because the Ktaris was something very uncommon, as opposed to Ola was very common. So Rashi explains here, Halo Shchicha, Umistavra Dechi Ksiv Osher Adlo Shchicha. Mistama, it's going to refer, the richest is going to go on the one that's more rare. Dim Lo Kei Nimsua Kol Ashirim. If, being rich is so easy to come by, that's not the way things work. It's rare to become one of the billionaires. Right, so everyone will be rich, so therefore we're assuming it's going to that which is more infrequent, namely the Ktaris only took place twice a day. As opposed to being mala, things onto Mizbech, their Kabbalah is taking place all day long, everyone would get an opportunity. So it must be something that's rare. Winning the lottery, of course, is very rare. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Lo mishkachas tumrim rabbanon demori, elo de asa mishavet levi, o mishavet yisachar. Now we're going to be darshing that pasuk, the beginning of that pasuk, hazinu. The beginning of that pasuk says, Yoru mishpatech liyakov v'sar sechel yisrael. So says Rava. Rava says, we never find a Tzurmim Mirabanan, a Tamil Chacham who teaches halacha, who gives a shir, unless he came from Sheva Levi, or if he came from Sheva Yisachar. How do you know? Levi dechsiv yoru mishpatech al Yaakov. So this pasuk's in this is in the pasuk of Levi, right? What's the beginning of the pasuk here?
It starts.
How do you know it's talking about Levi, though? This is Levi's bracha, I think, right?
This is, This is Zota bracha.
Yeah, right. So I think I know it is. It's made to read the beginning. I should know this because this is the Li I get on Simchas Torah. So you find that a lot of Rosh Yeshiva, a lot of Gedolim, were Levim. We're in our.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like the frequency, it's like the ratio, it's not the percentage is not what you would expect it to be. It's very high percentages of Levim. And so the Pasuk says, Levi Amar. Right, Levi Amar Tumecha Riecha. And then in that same section it says Yoru Mishpatech LeYaakov V'Saras Chol Yisrael. So that's what we know. If a person's a Tamil Chacham teaching, giving shir, he must come from Levi. That's how we know from Levi. And Yisachar Yode Bina Litim, the pasuk says. He knows Bitim the Das Mayasa Yisrael. So that's about Yisachar. He knows how to give shir, he knows how to give halacha. Really how to give halacha. Levi or Yisachar. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Yehuda? Maybe say Yehuda also, because Nami. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, this one's in by Yehuda Michoke. Yehuda was Mechoke, he was able to give shir also, like chok. Chukim, and to learn halachas. So the Gemara says, you're right, Yehuda is able to give a shir. However, asuka shmaisa libid hilchasa kamina. We're referring to give a psak halacha. So, yes, Yehuda knew how to give shir, and he knew how to learn, but Levi and Yisach had the ability to give him psak. You got a big Rosh Hashiva who knows how to do lumdis and back and forth and pilpul, but giving a psak halacha is a much different thing, and that Yehuda did not have the ability to do, apparently.
That was also in the Brayamim.
That was in I have Tehillim.
And then the next one is
It's Tehillim. I have Divrei Yamim is Yisachar, and right. Tehillim is the Yehuda.
Okay.
Yehuda Mechokeke. I mean, the Tosfos actually asks on the top Yehuda Mechokeke. He says Yesh Maksha Amaylo Maisi Midichsev B'Torah. The next week's parsha, Dichsev Lo Yasser Shevet Mehuda Mechokek Mivein Raglav. It's a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi.
Right.
Why bring a pasuk in Tehillim? For Yesh Lomar Tihahi Bebracha Hu Dichsev. That's a bracha. We don't know if it actually came out to be true. The pasuk in Tehillim tells us no, it was true. The Yehuda was able to learn, but to bring a ride from the bracha, we didn't know that actually actualized.
Yeah, but Levi and Yisachar was also from Yerushalayim Shpatecha Yaakov Betrach Israel. That's in also bracha.
Right. So in terms of Yisachar, that's in Divrei Yamim. So fine.
Right.
In terms of Levi, that's a good kasha.
Levi, yeah.
That's a good kasha.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi, so he was obviously giving halacha. Uh-huh. So you see, it was taka emes.
It was already yeah. Happening.
Says the Gemara, continues, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Mfaisin al Tamid shall bein harbaim, Ela Kohen. So the pious, we would only do pious for the evening Tamid. Ela Kohen, we wouldn't do it. Rather, we decided we wouldn't do it at all. Ela Kohen shezocha bo b'shachris, zocha bo arvis. The one who did it in the morning would be zocha to do the afternoon Tamid as well. He wouldn't do a separate pious. Gemara says, is that really true? There wasn't a second pious for Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim? Meisive. K'shem Shem Mefaisin and Shachar is Kach Mefaisin and Bein Harbayim. So we do it. The Brisa clearly says there is a second pious for the Bein Harbayim. Enters the Gemara, Kitanya Hahi B'Ketores. No, the Ketores of the Bein Harbayim. We did Ketores two times, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. For the afternoon Ketores, there was its own pious. But for the Tamid that was brought, there wasn't their own pious. See, whoever did in the morning did in the afternoon as well. But doesn't the Brisa say further? Kishem shem mefaisin lo shachris, kach mefaisin lo arvis. So just like they did in the morning, so too they did in the afternoon. So what's the difference here now?
Hakinui lo b'lashon zachar mityaches behechrech letamid velo lektoret. Sheken ketoret hi shem etzem nekeva. Arei shemefaisim letamid shel ben arbaim.
Ah, this is the raya.
It's one is masculine, one is
zacha, one's in the keva.
Yeah.
So ketores is lashon nekeva.
Right.
The fact that it says mefaisin lo tid must be referring to the tamid, not to the ketores. Ketores would have been lo. So again, v'hatanya k'shem shem mefaisin lo to the tamid shachris kach mefaisin lo arvis to the tamid ema lo. It should read as lo as ketores. Gemara asks further, v'hatanya k'shem shem mefaisin lo shachris kach mefaisin lo arvis. Ukshem shem mefaisin lo shachris kach mefaisin lo arvis. So you see two separate statements: one lo. You can't say the lo is also lo because
right,
we already said lo.
There is already like the, right. You see that the Gemara is making a difference.
Right. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Kocha b'Shabbos Askina. No, that's specific. In Shabbos, there would be a separate pious for the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. A regular weekday, the same people in the morning with the same one at night. Why was Shabbos any different? Why would they have a separate pious for the afternoon? So says the Gemara, again, Hach b'Shabbos Askina, Hol Mishamros Mischadshos, because they're changing over, they're changing the guard. So the Mishmar that was there in the morning left. So the new Mishmar was coming in for the afternoon. So it couldn't be the same Kohen who's doing the morning and doing the afternoon because they're two different Mishmaros. So therefore, that's why Dafka and Shabbos, you need a separate pious. But during the rest of the week, the one who did the morning did the afternoon.
Do we know the full Brisa? Like what's the the context when it says Kishem Shema
Vizmazim. We don't get the full, we're not privy to the full brisa here, but we at least know lo can't be lo anymore.
Right.
So lo must be talking about a tamid. And then where it says, well, the tamid it's referring to is only a tamid of that of Shabbos.
Right.
We're almost at the two dots. Okay, so the Gemara continues now and says, well, my three lines from the dots, and I know you're in the middle of it, but Ulamai de Salak Adaitach Meikara, that which we thought in the beginning, so that the Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim.
I'm sorry, so we're saying that the Braisa is not making a difference between Ketores and Tamid, it's just that this Braisa is talking when it's Erev Shabbos and Shabbos.
Just Shabbos, just not Erev Shabbos.
But we would say that we would, that has to be Erev Shabbos and Shabbos.
No, because the Mishnah would change on Shabbos itself, I believe. The old one would do
meaning,
the morning.
Meaning that Shabbos in the Boker would be one Mishmar, and Shabbos in the afternoon, the Tamid of the Arbaim would be a second Mishmar.
Exactly.
Because they change in Shabbos
exactly.
itself.
Right.
But basically, we say that during the week, the whoever gets Tamid in the morning gets in the evening,
right.
and Ketores doesn't.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So asks the Gemara, Ulamai de Salik Adaitan Meikara, that which we thought in the beginning, namely, that they would have a separate pious for Ben Harbaim. So Gemara says what comes out is Nefisha LaPayasos. We have a lot more payasos. Because you have to do a new pious for the Ketores, do a new pious for the Talmud Shal Ben Harbaim. So more than simply four we would have. So Gemara says, Maisi Kula Mitzafra Asu, Dezach Be Shach, Zach Dezachi Be Arvizachi. No, they wouldn't have any more than four. When they would gather together for the Talmud Shal Shach in the morning, they would also calculate who would be doing Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. So I guess they would go around. One Kohen would be Zocha to Tamid Shal Shachar. Next 12 guys would have Tamid Shal Shachar together. And I guess the next 13 guys would be doing the Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim going in order around.
And this question is because when they're going to describe the fourth pais, it doesn't mention the minchash of Ben Arbaim, is that the kasha?
No, the question, we have four in the morning. The four in the morning, again, the first one is for Shumas Hadeshin. The second one is for the Tamid Shal Shachar.
Okay.
The third one is for Ketores, the Mishnah tells us. The fourth one is from being Malah onto the Mizbech. Now, the Habmin was that Ben Arbaim has a separate one. So there should
right.
be a fifth one for the Ketores of the Ben Arbaim. There should be a sixth one for the Tamid of Ben Arbaim.
But there is in the morning and there is in the afternoon.
Right, that's the Gemara suggested. There's going to be more than four. There should be at least six. Because we're adding on two
four
more.
Four is in the whole day, not just in the morning.
That's the four right now, the Habmin is four only takes place for the
okay.
morning ones.
Okay.
And we're going to add two more, at least, for the Ketores of the
right.
evening and the Tamid Shal.
Right.
And our answer is, again, no. When we do the pious in the morning for the Tamid Shal Shachar, we also do at the same time the Tamid Shal Ben Harbaim.
Okay.
So it says the Gemara now, this is at the two dots, Harvi, Chadashim, Im Yashanim. So the fourth pious, you have the new people and the old people come together. Even if you've repeated it once in the past, even though you've been Zocha once before, to be Mala Ve'evarm up onto Mizbech, you get a second opportunity to win the lottery here. So Gemara says, Masnisin de lo Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah is not in accordance with the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Why? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, this is in Tamid, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ha Mala Evarm la Kevesh, Hu Mala on the Mizbech. The one we saw in the second pious, the one, the guy wins a shechita. The next guy gets a zrika, and he goes down the line, and then everybody else has the zocha in order to bring the evarm onto the ramp. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov held, the person who brought onto the ramp goes again now to bring those limbs onto the mizbech itself. There's
right.
no fourth pious, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, because the same people do it. So
right, each specifically. This coin says, achad elech ever mesuyam lekevesh, lekevesh hu atzmo chozer.
Right. So if I was Zocha, let's say, to bring the regel
right.
to the ramp, I would go back again to take that leg and bring it onto the Mizbeach.
Right.
There's no separate pious for that. So that we see from here that our mission is not in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the machlokas between our Mishnah and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, whether there's a separate pious for the male from bringing up from the ramp onto the Mizbeach? So Gemara explains, Mar Savar Birov Am Hajiz Melech. Umar Savar Makom Shechina Lav Orach Ara. One thinks, our Mishnah thinks, Barov Am, better to share the wealth, like similar to the Ketores, let more people be involved, the more the merrier. So therefore, we do a separate pious. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he says that's not the proper way to do in the Mishnah, in the base of Migdash, to do this. Because as Rashi explains, five lines from the bottom, Lav Arach Ara, L'mischaze, to appear, kiman de tarach le l'mils, it's like troublesome. I already put it onto the ramp. Don't make me schlep it from the ramp now into the mizbech. That's not l'fi kvodo. Not l'fi kvodi. So for that reason, we don't want anyone to think it's a tircha. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, the one who brought onto the ramp, continue your mice and bring it up onto the mizbech as well, lest you think it's too much of a tircha for a person. So that's the debate. So Amar Rava, lo Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov islay derbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yehuda islay derbi Elazar ben Yaakov. They don't hold of each other. So which Rabbi Yehuda are we referring to here? So Rashi says, lo Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov islay derbi Yehuda, damar lo haya pais lemachta. We saw this the other day. Was it yesterday we saw it already? At the top of the page, Amar Beis. Now there wasn't a separate that Rabbi Yehuda, the top line of Chaf Hamar Beis, Rabbi Yehuda held that there was not a separate pious for the Machta, rather the Machta went along with the Kataris. So how is this all? Let's see. Because Dim Kane, if that's the case, Batzula Piasos. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would only have three Piasos, because he takes out the fourth one. He removes the one of being Mala onto the Mizbech. So he's down to three. So where does he find a fourth one? It must be the fourth one is that the Machta has its own independent pious. There's one pious for the Kataris, one pious for the Machta. If you find, if everyone ever comes across such an opinion, that held that there are actually five payasos, not four, but five, hahu delo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, u delo Rabbi Yehuda, they have to reject both opinions. They reject Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore hold that there is a separate pious for the Ma'ale Evarim, and they also reject Rabbi Yehuda, that there is a separate pious for the Machta having five. So it would be total first pious for Shumas Hadeshin, second pious for the Tamid, third pious would be for the Ketoris, fourth one would be for the Machta, and the fifth one would be for the Ma'ale Evarim on the Mizbeach. Interesting, the Gemara has that. If you ever find such a Tana.
Right, so it says that, basically it says that it's impossible. I mean,
I'm not sure if it's impossible, but the Gemara says we don't know of an opinion, but it might be out there. We don't know every single Brisa. Not every Brisa was known to everybody, so it might be out there. It's an interesting statement by the Gemara, a theoretical idea that throws out there. Okay, so that's we have 20 minutes left. So the Mishnah continues and says, Tamid Kariv B'tisha, the carbon Tamid is brought with either 9 people, Basara, maybe 10 people, Bacharasar, sometimes 11 people, B'shemasar, sometimes 12 people. Lo Pachas, Lo Yoser, no less, no more. Somewhere between 9 and 12 people would be Makriv the carbon Tamid. Ketzad, Atzmo B'tes. If the Tamid itself is being brought, you just need 9 people alone. Forgetting the Shechita, forgetting the Zrika. If we go back, let's say, to our Mishnah, we had a total of 13 in our Mishnah, right? So that was the Mishnah Chaf Hei. So we take out the Shechita guy, and we take out the Kabbalah, we Shechita, Zrika, we take out the Dishim Mizbech Panimi, we take out Dishim Menorah, we're left with 9. That's the remaining 9 limbs that are brought onto the Tamid. So that's a typical carbon Tamid. It's brought with 9 people. Then the Mishnah says, Bechag, on Sukkis, B'yad Echad, you need another hand, another person, Tzlucha Shamayim, you need to bring the water for the Nisach Hamayim. That gives us 10. Harekan Asara, Bein Harbaim, in the evening Tamid, normal evening Tamid, Be'acharasar, you need 11. Why do you need 11 on a regular weekday Tamid, Shil Ben Arbaim? Hu Atma Betisha, the Tamid itself needs 9 people. V'shnaim B'yadam, Shnei Gzir Eitzim. Then you need to bring these Gzir Eitzim, which were the big logs of wood, for the purpose of the Maracha, to place on top of the Mizbech. That was brought on top of the Mizbech. So if you look at Rashi, Ben Harbaim, Rashi says, Shebechol Yom, every single day, Shnaim B'yadam, Shnei Gzir Eitzim, Lohosif Al-Altzei Maracha L'Harbozim. You have to add firewood. So Shnei Gzir Eitzim, the Gemara goes on, Rashi says, Gemara Yalafla Mikra, from a pasuk, we derive it, Shebein Harbaim Tzarech L'Tamid Shnei Gzir B'Shnei Akonim. We need 2 separate Kohanim to bring these beams of wood in the evening. About the Shachris, Rashi continues, Lo Bai Sidr Shnei Gzirim, that's not a din in the Shachris, El B'Kohen Echad D'Chziv B'Yar Leha Kohen. One Kohen burned it. Okay, we'll get to those in a few days, I believe. So that's the evening one. The evening Tamid.
So what the Mishnah is talking, when it's saying Tisha, does it mean that within the circle they pick somebody gets the pious of the Tamid? and then he picks another eight.
He doesn't pick. We said that it goes in the circle.
That's what I'm saying, right. Yeah, so I'm saying it goes from him. So the guy, and then you have another eight going circle around.
Well, where it works really, the guy who wins is a shochet. First guy wins is a shochet. The guy next to him is a zorik. The guy next to him is dishim is bech apnimi. The guy next to him is dishim hamenorah.
Because there's only one pious, right?
Right. Those are four.
Right.
But those are not for being malak. Those are four.
Right.
There's another nine guys who have to actually bring the ivarim up to the ramp. So those nine guys is in Tamish HaShachar.
And we, according to the Mishnah is telling us that we learned the nine from the difference between how many should be the difference between 13 and the four that we're using.
Right.
That's how it is.
Right.
Uh-huh.
We had 13 minus the four, and then the nine remaining are all the ones who bring the Avarim.
And then Yontef, then the count of 13 doesn't, and in the afternoon, the count of 13 doesn't count, or how does it work?
In the afternoon, we need
11.
We need 15.
No, say 11 plus 4, you need 15,
right, exactly.
Right.
But 11 for the Ola.
So I don't get that.
Because you need an additional two guys.
No, I get that. But what I'm trying to say is that our whole limit of 9 is because it's 30 minus 4, or no? I'm trying to understand.
Well, no, I just made it easy. If you just count which ones are brought up in Chafei, if one guy brings the Rosh, one guy brings a Rega, one guy brings a Shea Diamond.
So it's not that it has to be 13.
Right.
Okay.
I just do the math. We know there's 13 in the Mishnah, minus the four guys who are.
I understand. And the Mishnah is only talking about the Tamid Tshuva Boker.
Right. And then Bani Rabbein, we're adding two more guys to bring the logs of wood.
Okay. And this is a different Mishnah because that Mishnah was talking only on the Boker.
On the Boker, right. Now, this was saying now sometimes you could have more than nine people who need to bring things onto Mizbech. Sometimes you need 10 guys going onto Mizbech.
Right.
Sometimes 11 and sometimes 12.
Okay, just clarifying. Okay.
The Gemara said back on Chaf Beis that the person who won the Trumas Hadesh and their Masakin also gets the Seder Maracha and the Shnei Gezira Eitzim.
In the morning.
That's in the morning.
In the morning, there's you bring a Maracha, but as Rashi points out, you don't need two separate guys to do that. One guy just does the Maracha, that's before the Talmud goes up. In the Bein Arbaim, along with the Talmud, they would also bring two Shnei Gezira Eitzim.
To add, it was part of the
Shnei Gezira Eitzim in the morning?
They did in the morning, but it was one Kohen did it, not two. There's a limud. One guy did it in the morning, and it was done before the Talmud was brought. So it didn't accompany the nine guys. As opposed to Bein Arbaim, that guy, those two guys did accompany the Talmud going up.
It was part of the Avodah.
Right.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, again, Mishra says, Bein Arbaim Be'achadasar, who asked 11 in the evening Tamid, who asked him a Batisha, the Tamid itself needs nine people to bring the limbs up. Vishnaim biyadam shnei gzir etim, and two Kohanim have to bring the logs of wood. B'Shabbos b'chadasar, you need 11 for Shabbos, who asked him a Batisha, the Tamid itself requires nine. And Vishnaim biyadam shnei b'zichei levona, shalechem apanim, and then in addition to that, they need two people to carry onto lechem apanim, the levona that was offered on top of the Mizbeach that came from the lechem apanim. That gives us a total of 11. U'b'Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag, during Sukkot, Shabbos that falls out, Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, B'yad Echad Tzluch HaShamayim. We're adding yet another person, giving a total of 12 to hold the Nisach HaMayim. So Shabbos and Sukkot, you have nine guys bringing the Tamid, you have two guys bringing the Levona, and then another guy bringing the Mayim, that gives a total of 12. So somewhere between 9 and 12 is the way the Tamid is brought. So Gemara says,
This is only in the morning.
This is only in the... The Levona was brought in the morning.
Because otherwise you wouldn't need another two for the Atzei Maracha.
Well, not on Shabbos. I don't think you'd bring it on Shabbos, the Maracha.
There is no Maracha on Shabbos.
I could be wrong. I don't want to say it. I don't know. I don't remember.
What's more? Did they bring Shtaim in the morning for the Maracha on Shabbos, or they just used fire that was available?
Which that time, I don't remember now. Uh-huh. I don't remember. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Abba, v'yisema Rami Bar Chama, v'yisema Rabbi Yochanan. Ein menaschim mayim b'chag ela b'tamid shel shachar. The only time he brought the nisach mayim was with accompanying the morning tamid shel shachar. Mimai, how do you know this? Midekasani, from the fact that it says, 'U'b'Shabbos shebesoch hachag b'yad echad tzluch hashamayim.' So the fact they said you bring a pitcher of water on Shabbos. Now v'yisach adaitach b'tamid shel b'in harbayim menaschim b'chol." If you think that the Nisach HaMayim accompanies the evening one, so you're going to find 12 in the weekday, on a Monday afternoon, let's say. So Tamid Shel Shachar, Shel Bein Arbaim, he said it's already 11, because 9 of the Tamid, and 2 more for the Gishnei Gzeirah, add a 12th for the Nisach HaMayim. The fact that Mishnah did not give that as an example of 12 people, the only example it brought was on Shabbos, of Sukkot, tells us that must be during the weekday. You would not bring Nisach HaMayim of Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. It would only accompany the Tamid Shel Boker, Shel Shacharis. So Gemara says, Amar Vashi Af Ananami Taninam. We also have a Mishnah that says,
What's half a minute to have Nisach HaMayim in the afternoon when it's not Chag?
No, it's Chag, during Sukkot. During Sukkot, all 8 days, or 7 days of Sukkot.
Chol HaMoed.
Yeah, Chol HaMoed, exactly.
Not Chol, okay.
Yeah, you're right. A weekday of Chol HaMoed, exactly. So we see from here, it's a raya that must be that Nisach HaMayim takes place only in the morning, not in the afternoon. Otherwise, you would have found 12 in the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim of a Chol HaMoed Sukkot. And the Mishnah doesn't give that as an example. So, Amar Rav Ashi Af Ananami Tanina, we also have a Mishnah that tells us that Nisach HaMayim only takes place in the morning. The Mishnah in Sukkah tells us, Ula Menasech Omer, the guy doing the Menasech, Omer, we say, Hag Be'yadech, lift up your hands. Shepam Echa, one time, Nasach HaGabi Raglav, there's one Tzaduki who rejected the whole concept of Nisach HaMayim, because the Gemara in the beginning of Taina says it's only Halach Moshe Mishinai. They rejected Torah Shabbat Peh. He poured it onto his legs. So what happened when this guy poured it onto his legs? Ragmu Kol Am Be'Asrogim, they all threw it onto him as Rogim. Shema Mina. So what's the raya from here? The fact that it was in the morning. So Rashi says, Besrogehim, Lamali Lamisnei Besrogehim, why do they have to mention that they threw Esrogs at this guy, the Tzaduki? Im lo bala lamdeinu, must be coming to teach us something. Shenisach HaMayim einu ela b'shas n'tilas lulav. It must be that the Nisach HaMayim has to take place at the time when you're taking the lulav, which is when? In the morning time, not in the afternoon. That's Rav Ashi's raya. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yaakov, or Rabbi Shimon Yochai maybe, says, Omar, minayin l'tamid shel bein harbayim sheton shnei gziratzim. How do I know that the afternoon tamid requires these two logs of wood, two beams of wood, with two separate kohanim? Shenemar v'archu etzim, the pasuk says, v'archu, they, you need two, at minimal is two, and etzim. Now this pasuk is in the context of bein shachar, I believe. The Gemara says, if you don't need to mention it by Tamid Shel Shachar, because the pasuk already tells us, that one singular kohen brings eitzim, brings wood in the morning, and he sets up the maracha. So we don't need to teach me what's varachu eitzim, that seems to be superfluous. So must be Taneu in the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. We take it and apply it elsewhere where we need to teach it, namely Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. So what comes out is Tamid Shel Shachar has Ubir Aleha Kohen. One Kohen brings it, and the Pasuk V'Archu Ha'itim is referring to Bein Harbaim. That's right, you need two Kohanim to bring the two Shneg Zira Itim. Where says, what do you mean? Ve'im B'Tamid Shel Shachar. Maybe both of them are referring to the morning. V'Amar Rahman, the Torah tells us, Ovid v'Hadir Ovid. He has to first, one coin does it, puts it on, and then you need two kohanim to bring it up again. So maybe it's telling us to repeat the same thing. Two different times in the Tamid Shel Shachar.
And we cannot say that one was actually at the midbar and one was for Doros, for the Beis HaMikdash? No.
This pasuk is both, the same psukim.
They're different.
But still, I guess the point is,
it seems that it's talking for the future when they do.
He's a tzivoy of all the karbanos, not what had happened.
Right.
So Rashi just says in the Havamin of Eimi Idi V'Idi, he says, Ve'im Navid Chad rather, Korin Echad Yisad the Shnei Gzirim. First have one Korin set up the Shnei Gzirim, B'boker, Dichsiv Uvir LeHakorin, V'Navid Shred, then have another two Koranim, Shuv Yaviu, Shnei Koranim, Lasso Shnei Gzirim, Oh, B'boker, Kedichsiv, then have another set of Koranim, bring two more. So the Havamin is, have one coin, bring two, then have two coin, bring another two, all in the morning. Who says one's talking about the morning, one's talking about the afternoon? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why I know that they're talking about two different times. Because, im kein, name a krav uvir bear. The pasuk should have been consistent. Use the word beer both times. Inami, or ikse rachmana. Fine, that's the answer. The Gemara says, no.
What lesson is using? It's using...
It says, uvarhu uvir. Two different words, right. Telling us two different moments. Right. So Gemara says, "Iksiv Rachman of Uvier to burn it, have mina chad in trei lo, k'mashma on dinavid chad v'navid trei." Because if it just said Uvier both times, you would think have one coin bring and then another one coin bring it. You wouldn't know one and then two. It couldn't beer or beer wouldn't be a good suggestion. Gemara says, okay, fine, you're right. Let's be a little bit more precise. Imkain neimakra uvir uviaro. It should have said first same. Use the same shorish. One time it should say uvir, and one time it should say uviaro. In the plural, have two kohanim do it. Or inami could have said v'arach v'arachu. The fact that it changes from beer to arach tells us there must be two different times going on here. You can't say it's talking about the same moment. My uvir uvarcho. Why does it use two different words, two different shorashim? Shmamina kidakamina. Like we said, one is talking about shel shachar, one is talking about bein harbayim. Tani Rabbi Chiya taught pious pamim yud gimel pamim, pious pamim yud gimel, pamim yud dalad, pamim tezvav, pamim tezayin. So sometimes the pious could result in 13 people, sometimes 14, sometimes 15, sometimes 16. So we said in the Mishnah, in a regular case, you, the pious, the shachar's guy wins, the shochet wins, and then 13 down the line. And then on a sukkah, it's going to be 14. And then on a afternoon, it's going to be 15. And then on a Shabbos of chol, a Shabbos of sukkah, it's going to be a total of 16 down the line. Because all you're doing is just take our Mishnah, add 4 to our Mishnah.
Right.
So 9 to 12, it goes from 13 to 16. So Gemara says, V'hatanya yud zayin. Abraham says 17. Hahudu lo krab Elazar ben Yaakov, ela krab Yehuda. That's not like Elazar ben Yaakov, that's like Rabbi Yehuda, who held what? I thought he held that there was one less. He held that the machta was part of the same Ketores. Which Rabbi Yehuda are you referring to here?
Lo shelo krab Yehuda, omer shemale ever mesuyam la kevesh, o atzmo male oto meachar yoter min hakevesh la rosh mizbeach. He says that it's one person who does... the same person who brings it to the center of the kevesh is the same person who brings it to the top. El Aravida Homer Shelo Haya Pious Lavodat Machta.
Uh-huh. But there's a Rashi here, there's a long Rashi trying to explain what's going on here. There's a massive footnote here.
It seems that since
it should be Delo, Tosa says not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and not like Rabbi Yehuda, where there's actually a separate person who's getting the machta. That's what Tosa has some gear so like that. It's not Pasha what's going on here. That's what's being said here.
It says that normally Shabbos, which falls in Sukkot, you would have 17.
Who's the 17th though?
Otam shisha asar asher hiskira habraisa shishana rabbi yechiya v'ot kohen echad lalot evarim min hakevesh lerosh hamizbeach according to our Mishnah. According to our Mishnah, you have a separate one.
According to our Mishnah, you have a separate one.
There is a separate Kohen. The Kohanim, it's not the same Kohanim who brought up to the Kevesh. So it says that without that should be 16. Plus that, it's 17.
But
how many do we have on Shabbos?
17 people went down the line. No, on a regular Shabbos, the Shabbos took 17 Sukkos. People. I'm saying 16 people.
16.
Right.
How is it 16?
Shochet, the Zarek, Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi, Dishim Menorah, those four, and then the 12 for the Tamid.
Which includes Nisuch HaMayim?
Yeah. 9 Tamid, 1 Nisuch HaMayim, and 2 more for the Shnei Levona.
That's 16.
That's 16. The 17th
is... Kohen Achad Da'alot Devarim. But according to the 16, the 16 doesn't count that you had a different Kohen bringing it from the Kevesh from the middle way up. What you're saying.
But that was the fourth pious was the one who brought it up to Mizbeach. That was a separate pious.
That was a fourth pious. But if you take Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov,
we say
no.
Not
if,
like
if you take Rabbi Yehuda, then you would have one more, which is the Machta.
No, because Rabbi Yehuda held that the Machta was lumped together with the Ketores. That's what his shita was.
So Rabbi Elazar holds that wasn't.
Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but our Gemara says it's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why there's Rashi, two Gerses and Rashis.
Right.
There's a long Tosas here discussing. It's pretty confusing what's going on here. who had to explain this last opinion. Tosu says it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda either. So I don't know. You have to look into how to read Pshat here, not Pashut. Should we read this Mishnah quickly?
I think better because tomorrow you're gonna have a lot of people that are gonna probably that weren't here today, hopefully.
Okay. So.